Lily Williams is a Republican. She's I've touched base with her before. She lives in Ware. She's got an amazing story. And if I understand it correctly, she's going to tell us about it. But she's a Republican candidate running in the 2nd Congressional District. We're going to have Representative Ann Custer on in a few moments. She's the Democrat incumbent, Representative Custer. But Lily Williams joining us in studio. Thanks for coming by and tell us why you're running for Congress.
Hi, Jack. Finally, I'm here. Thank you for having me. I'm running because as a Chinese immigrant, been living in this greatest country on earth for 34 years, and I can notice that the country's direction we're going, it's not good. I recognize some similarities, what I saw in China and what is happening in America. Like you've been talking about this issue this morning, our youth really don't get the whole truth. They don't do their independent research. They just buy into whatever they're fed to every day. I see that's kind of failure of our educational system. To understand, to be able to think independently, to verify information they're feeding to, even on this issue of abortion and Roe versus Wade, that going back to state, I think it's a very democratic process that the Democrats who supposed to support it because let the people in each state to decide. What's wrong with that? I think that's a good way. It's not a constitutional issue, but it's a state issue. So that's why I'm running. There are lots of similarities that really scare me. And you see this rise of progressivism, I call cultural Marxism, and they use the division, identity politics to make everything political. We cannot have calm and very civil conversations and solve our country's problems by bringing all the brain and the mind together. It's all politics. It's all division. And, you know, if you talk about critical race theory, DEI, social justice movement, cancel culture. I have seen them all in China. I'm very scared for my country.
Well, when did you come here, by the way, Lily?
1988, and I was almost 24 years old when I landed in Austin, Texas to go to graduate school. Right. That was the only way I could get out of China. But it took me 2 years to get the permission even to leave because in a dictatorship, communist country, you cannot just pack and get your passport to leave, you know?
You have a great story. How did you select and pick New Hampshire to live in?
Well, I come here in 2019. I heard about New Hampshire since 2016. So I came here, visited 2016. I just fell in love. I have friends here. And I love the motto, live free or die. I saw Colorado is changing color very fast. And I'm so glad I live in Granite State today.
You're listening to Lily Williams. What's the website? You're running as a Republican, 2nd Congressional District. How can people learn more?
LilyTangWilliams.com.
One more time?
LilyTangWilliams.com.
Awesome. Now, let's go back to a little bit about what you saw in mainland China and why you came to the United States. Why do you think it is, now that you've lived here for a period of time, and I want to ask you, do you think too many of us here take for granted our freedoms, number one? And number two, how can we even have a debate? You know, there are some people who glorify socialism and communism. They actually think there are so many people, and there's some live in our state, believe it or not, in the live free or die state. They believe America, our country, is the problem. They believe that we're the ones that cause problems in the world. We're the ones that, whether it's climate change or social injustice, America, we're the problem. We're the ones. I talked earlier about the musician who in Europe was performing and said she was embarrassed to be an American because of our president. So you know this subset or a lot of people who just don't appreciate our freedoms, our country, and they look at China as somehow... Now, China is an economic giant. I think they're a cyber giant. I think they're a very patient giant. When I was a civilian, who I had the high honor of attending the U.S. Army War College National Security Seminar a number of summers ago, the leading military leaders, who I have immense respect for, when they talked about Putin, this is long before the war in Ukraine, when they talk about North Korea, they talk about Tehran, they said by far the number one adversary the United States faces now and for many, many foreseeable future was China. How is it some, whether they're college professors in an Ivy League college, emulating a socialist communist way of life and bashing America to students paying $80,000 a year? Where does this come from, Lily, in your mind?
Well, that's why it scares me that I have been educator for 5 years and connect with our students in classrooms. They really don't know real history. They bought into this cultural Marxism indoctrination in schools from middle school to high school to colleges and to 90% left-leaning professors and worship authority, worship socialist policies, and even communist leaders really scare me. And I think this has been making for years. I start to warn people under Obama, and when I woke up completely, I start to become educator and activist who say, I don't want to live in another socialist, communist country. Why are people, Americans, who are supposed to be, you know, really live free or die or give me liberty or give me death, but they want more government and more socialist policies and even cancel people's rights?
Do you think that's backfiring a little bit in this country?
I hope so. I think the last two years.
The far left is starting to backfire a little bit?
I think the last 2 years maybe make some people, even moderate Democrats, start to ask questions. Which direction is our country going? But some people are so afraid. I get anonymous letters from Democrats. They cannot even expose their name to me because they support me, but they cannot use their real name because they're afraid to lose their jobs, lose their careers, and say something incorrect. They might even get canceled on Facebook.
Now, are you a state representative currently?
No, I'm not. I was a supervisor of checklist in Ware. That's the only public elected position I held.
Well, good for you. Again, Lily Williams, thanks for sharing why you're running for Congress. What do you think of the job Representative Ann Custer's done?
Well, I have never met her in person, and I would like to debate her someday on her policies and all the bills she voted for past 10 years from the floor of Congress. She votes with Pelosi, AOC, basically 99% of time. It's not good for our people in second district. And look at today, high inflation, high gas prices, food prices, and it's not good. I think this year she will feel some serious challenges and questions from people. Are people ready for change? Yes, absolutely. I feel that way this year.
Representative Lily Williams, thank you so much for being gracious to come into our studios, running as a Republican in the 2nd Congressional District. I love your story of coming to America and wanting to live free or die and understanding what communist China is truly like. I really, I'm amazed sometimes when there was a young student and she and I think her father basically fled North Korea under Kim Jong-un or, you know, the dictatorship there. And eventually to South Korea, eventually to New York, got into Columbia University. And in her mid-20s, you know that you've heard her story.
Yes.
She said that the indoctrination she was getting in Columbia by her professors against America and the Western civilization and culture way of life was worse than what the regime in North Korea was teaching her, indoctrinating her. It was worse than what she was getting in North Korea.
I know I'm trying to reach out to people like that, immigrants like me. We should come out together as a group to call out this current indoctrination in our classrooms. It's just not very good for our country. And I'm running also to keep American dream alive. I feel like my kids might not have that available for them, you know, awesome. Later in a few years even.
Lily, we'll get you back. Lily Williams, Republican, U.S. Congressional candidate, 2nd District. Thank you, Lily.
Thank you.